CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Of course, that's redundant. 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Why do people say that? Well, it's because it's college radio. Of course, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. Hope you had a great new year. And snow's going away. Water's starting to build up. So therefore, in the next hour and a half, you won't be hearing anything by sun like I've done for the last 3 weeks. No dense, icy doom metal. However, coming up in the next hour and a half, we've got, we got something off the utterly monolithically mammoth Philip Glass 10 CD box set that Nonesuch were so kind to send us. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Yeah, listen to that, you know, boom, there we go. And also, yeah, we'll have some more modern composition. We've got some Canadian electroacoustic stuff off that Cult Figures compilation CD that just came out. Something from the Music Works comp. However, the first half hour, we're going to sent some really, really good kind of dream pop by a cat I've never heard of before, Cohen Holtkamp, who's based out of Brooklyn, started up a record label, the Apestrasse Collective label in 1988. And he's played with everyone from Finesse, Tony Conrad, James Blackshaw, Tape, Lycans, love them, Super Silent. And his current solo performances utilize acoustic instruments and objects played through a series of both analog and digital electronics to create an extremely gradual and hypnotic listening experience. His first solo album under his own name is entitled Field Rituals, and it's out on Type Records. We're going to hear something off of that. And it wouldn't be a dream pop set if we didn't hear something from the Masters, My Bloody Valentine as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking to you at 12 noon. Starting off the show, this is Cohen Holtkamp with Field Ritual, off of Field Rituals with Sky Flowers.
Thank you.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
And a kind welcome back to all the students here at UBC. Sorry you're back in school. I'm sure a lot of mopey faces and stuff, but I hope everyone's Christmas break was great. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. That last set, we started you off there with something brand new by Brooklyn solo artist Cohen Holtkamp. New album out on Type Records. Field Rituals, it's called. Sky Flowers is the name of the track. After that, an absolute classic, a must-own in everybody's record collection, if you ask me. My Bloody Valentine, Hans Kloss phoned up and asked me what exactly it is that I love about My Bloody Valentine, and it just reminds me of being in a fog and on certain psychedelics at the same time. It's dense, it's thick, it's dreamlike, it's really, really, it's impossible to not use the word dream when you describe My Bloody Valentine and this album. That I'm holding in my hands, Loveless. I've had it since it came out, 1991. I've got my original CD here, and it's like cracked up, and it's like yellowed from back when I'd smoked tobacco inside, and it's got like, I don't know, hash burns on the case and stuff. But it's really, it marks just an era in 1990s music, and I think it's like a beginning and an ending of a certain sound, actually. But yeah, My Bloody Valentine, Loveless, with To Hear Knows When. And then we finish off there with some Windy and Carl off of their 3-CD box set. What's it called? Introspection. And that was disc one you heard there. And that track was simply called Instrumental Number One. Speaking of box sets, boy, do we have a doozy here coming up for you. There's a few type of people out there when it comes to this next artist. Philip Glass. There are people that have heard him, and there are people that haven't. And those people that have heard him are kind of in a different class of themselves. They're the people that kind of go, that like everything. And then there's those people that kind of go, well, I kind of respect what he does, but I don't really listen to him. Those are the people that don't listen to him, you know. There's no way to be, you're really divided when it comes to him. I personally think certain things stand out more than others. I do admire him as a composer, as an American composer, and as a world composer. He's brought a lot of musical things to the table, but coming out this month, and like I did before, there you go. That's how thick it is. 10-CD box set on Nonesuch Records, the entire Philip Glass collection. Personally, I prefer his earlier works, and that's what we're going to listen to for the next, it's about 15 minutes. This is all the way back to 1969. Stay tuned. Afterwards, we'll have one of his contemporaries, Steve Reich, with Come Out, one of my favorite pieces. And then we'll have a little bit of a tribute to Steve Reich afterwards. I won't tell you what it is until it's over. But right now, all the way back to 1969, Philip Glass with Music in a Similar Motion.
to, like, open the blues up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them.
Come on, 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 come on I'm not Martin, Rocket 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 Martin,
Teddy Roosevelt said one time that it's better to try and win glorious triumphs and victories, even though you're checkered by failure and
okay, that is the reason why we don't use mini discs anymore. The reason being, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt said one time.
Yeah, that's nice. The reason why we played the mini disc is because 3 o'clock, an old friend comes and visits us. Frank Rommelton will not be in today, but I thought it'd be fun to dig up the old Motor Daddy PSA. So let's see if this works. No, it's not going to work. Yeah, Motor Daddy's going to be here. Yeah, the best in motorcycle rock and roll. 3 o'clock today. Stay tuned. That's going to be really, really fun. And it's always nice to have Norm in the studio. Always the best kind of stuff. Also, though, stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we've got the afternoon yak, Green Majority, Democracy Now, till 3. Like I said, Motor Daddy. 5 o'clock, the Arts Report's going to be here with Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text, Julie P. and Eric S. That's new to me. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita B. 8 o'clock, as always, Folk Oasis with Valerie. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julie and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show is a noise. Let's go through what you heard there. Holy cow, what a loopy set. What no pun intended. Actually, yes, totally pun intended. We just ended there with... We started you off with, actually, how about... Philip Glass, like I said, when it comes to Philip Glass, I always think of the Simpsons episode where Homer is trying to rekindle his romance with Marge, and he's trying to take an interest in her things, and he stands her up by going to a theater performance, so he buys out all of the tickets to every event that the theater's throwing, and he's going through the list, and he's like, oh, mostly madrigals, that might be good, and an evening with Philip Glass, just an evening? Yes, Philip Glass... 10 CD box set, and I'll do it again. That's how dense this is. 10 CDs of pretty much his entire highlights of his incredibly vast and dense career. We heard music in similar motion. After that, another contemporary of Philip Glass's, Steve Reich. One of his earliest pieces, 1966, that was the Tape Loop classic, Come Out. And then we heard The Pranksters from the UK, Nurse with Wound off of A Sucked Orange, doing their Tape Loop rendition with Rocket Morton, part one. We're going to move into some Canadian electronic territory here, or more electroacoustic territory. And just to remind you, every January 17th, 24 Hours of Radio Art is coming up. And what I'm holding in my hot little hands here is one of the huge contributors to 24 Hours of Radio Art when it was in its embryonic phase, actually, all the way, like maybe almost... 10, 11 years ago. I'm talking about Peter Cordemanche. He goes under the moniker Absolute Value of Noise. Brand new album out entitled Magnetic Focus. Magnetic Focus is an instrument that is based on VLF or very low frequency technology. It consists of a series of wire coil antennas and a receiver. The magnetic fields antennas pick up low frequency radiation from electronic devices found in the urban environment, namely cell phones, computers, automobiles, lighting, and power lines. This is pretty cool stuff. This was composed from samples from a live show on Kunst Radio. And Kunst Radio, huge, huge contributors to 24 Hours of Radio Art. And of course, CITR is no exception. Starting midnight, January 17th, we will be doing, I don't even know what year this is. I think it's like our 11th or 12th year of 24 Hours of Radio Art, my favorite day on the planet. More info when we get it. But this is the Absolute Value of Noise with Radio Studio. You're listening to electroacoustic artist Helve Sastock. The track is called Sailing the High Sea, originally released in 2002 on this utterly fantastically dense compilation called Cult Figures, Electroacoustic Music from Canada, released on the Canadian Music Centre label. You can check them out at www.musiccentre.ca. Lots of incredible stuff like this. And before that, Peter Courtemanche, better known as Absolute Value of Noise, off of his newest one, Magnetic Focus, with Radio Studio. We'll be coming up with the pick of the week from the Nurse List right after this.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just wrapping up the show here. Thanks for listening. This is A Noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we finish every show, like we always try to do, with one of the 300 artists featured on the infamous Nurse List, Nurse with Wound, on their very first album, put out a list of 300 bands that influenced them all the way back in 1980 and causing record collectors and freaks alike trying to scramble and find them. This week is not that rare, but it ties in with something that I talked about last week, the new Kraftwerk documentary that's out on DVD, available for rental or purchase. Kraftwerk and the Electronic Revolution. Get it if you have any interest in anything importantly musical of the last 20th century. We're going to hear a very, very early Kraftwerk track. This is off their very first album. Not Tone Float, but the actual first Kraftwerk album. Kraftwerk were a band called Tone Float. And if you saw the documentary, you'd know this by now. But this is a pretty scary song. And because what they're trying to recreate is a World War II atmosphere of B-52 bombers dropping bombs. And it's entitled Von Himmelhawk. And we'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. This is Kraftwerk on CITR. Kraftwerk off of their debut album all the way back to 1970 on Philips Recordings. I'm looking around on Discogs, and the cheapest one I can find on vinyl is going for 100 euros right now. That's about 160 bucks, so you ain't gonna hear this anywhere else, kids. Von Himmelhawk, the last track on the album. And like I said, rent the Kraftwerk documentary if you can. Kraftwerk and the electronic